education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It is a celebration if you get your taxes done on time.
Yes, and you get a refund.
That's even more gooder.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Culver and Michael Valdivia, better known as the Data Doctors.
Yes.
Actually, it's generally Brandon Disney and Ken Culver, but you're doing a fine job of filling in for Brandon.
Well, thank you.
Before we go on here, we should probably do our scheduled themes here, huh?
Sounds good.
See, I'm in control now. I do this. So since I'm pushing the buttons,
So then I should be doing that.
I like that for the music for our Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you a little phrase, a little term, a little something that you can use and learn and know in the vernacular of those of us that like being called geeks. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is FUI or FUI. It's an acronym for Fake User Interface. Basically, advertisements on the internet that have phony interface elements that look like Windows error messages to try to trick you into clicking them are known as FUIs, or fake user interfaces, and in fact, that was part of our newsletter, and will be in the East Valley Tribune column, my column in Monday's paper, giving you tips on how to identify these FUIs.
And not be tricked.
And not, exactly, not fall prey. Also, our free download of the week from webattack.com. Our buddy Marco out there has got a fantastic website. We mentioned it earlier. Well, this week's free download of the week is Microsoft Windows Error Message Utility. Basically, it's a utility that will help you track down what these ridiculous encrypted error codes mean and give you some kind of explanation as to what they actually mean and maybe help you decode them slightly. And finally, our Cox High Speed website of the week. We try to bring you folks that are lucky enough to have a Cox cable modem, which is really the only high-speed internet service available for residential customers. DSL's mid-speed. It's not high-speed.
Yeah, and you don't want a rusty wire, so.
Yeah, dial-up is really bad. This week's selection, to show off that you can flex your internet muscle with these cable modems, BBC's Video Nation website, which basically is lots of short videos on just everything from A to Z. But it kind of gives you a kind of little window into what's going on in England with the BBC's Video Nation website. You can actually produce a short video for the web yourself and offer it to them and see if it ends up on their website as well. And then you can also comment on the folks, the individuals that have put things up there. So it's just kind of a neat little interactive thing, see what's going on the other side of the world. And instead of having to watch a very tiny window with very, very slow access, you have Cox High-Speed Internet, it's obviously the way to go. Let's go back to the phones.
Talk to
Kathy, who's been waiting patiently because she's got a problem with a CD that she burned a while ago. And Kathy, what's happening with that?
Some of the files are missing.
Of the files are missing. Have you looked under the couch? You know, the cushion. You know, where all that stuff kind of falls down.
Not so much.
No. Okay, let's kind of go through the process here. You burned a CD. Is this a CDR or CDRW?
CDRW.
It is a rewritable. So that's okay. For folks that have not gotten into CD burning yet, there's two types of CDs. There's CDR, basically CDR, CD recordable, which means you record it one time and that's it. CDRW allows you to rewrite. It's rewritable. And that being the case, you could easily have, now are all the files gone or just some of the files?
Just some of the files.
Well, because it's a rewritable CD, it's just like with a floppy disk. If somebody were to inadvertently delete the files, they would be gone.
Okay.
So
is that the only way they could be deleted? Because no one's touched this disk but me.
For the most part, unless you thought you burned it and you didn't. I mean, did you access these files that are missing at some point in time?
Yes.
Yeah, then about the only way it could have happened is if somebody inadvertently, usually what will happen.
Overwrote it.
Yeah, you could have overwritten it by accident. Is the disk full?
No.
It's got plenty of room?
Yes.
Well, the fact that you were able to access the disk means the disk itself is not corrupted. There's a small chance that the little table of contents on there got screwed up, and it's only allowing you to see the first part of the disk. So there's a possibility that the data is somewhere on that disk, but because the part that allows you to get to it, the table of contents, for lack of a better description, got damaged, Have you physically looked at the CD to make sure you don't see any physical damage to it, especially
yeah.
towards the inside?
Yeah, it looks fine.
Okay. So, I mean, those are kind of the only two possibilities.
So how do I access what's on the disc if it's just hidden?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's hidden, then there's been damage. Now it's going to get into, like, a data recovery situation, or somebody that's, you know, with a lot of knowledge is going to have to be able to look at this thing.
Okay.
You might be able to find some utilities that kind of go sector by sector if you look on the Internet. You know, you might want to put lost data on CD and see if somebody's got some, you know, free or inexpensive program that'll, like, scan the disc for you and see if they can quickly find things for you. But
okay.
that's a very, very superficial thing, and chances of it working are pretty minimal. And again, if you overwrote them, then for the most part, depending upon how and when, is still a possibility you can get data recovered. But again, professional data recovery is expensive, so I don't know how critical those files are.
So do you think it's better to just put data on a CDR disc?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. They have a shelf life. All CDs have a shelf life. And depending upon the brand and the grade of CD that you purchased, it is going to determine how long that data lasts. Very, very inexpensive, like those bulk CDs that you can buy where you get 50 or 100 on a spindle. If it's not a good name brand, they typically have a lot of problems with keeping that data for long periods of time. But generally, it's to the point where you can't access anything on the disc.
Okay.
The fact that you can access something, that kind of throws that out the door.
Okay.
You know, the most likely is that somewhere along the line you inadvertently overwrote or erased those files.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right, thanks
yeah.
for your help.
What you may want to do is, anytime you have critical CDs, since there's, I'm not real big on the RW because of this. So if it's critical data, I always put it on a CDR and archive it, and I make multiple copies.
Okay.
If it's critical information. That way, if one of the discs fails, no big deal. Because they will, I mean, the chances of it failing, if you get a scratch on it or anything like that. And remember, on all CDs, the delicate side of the CD is not the side that you look at that looks like it's been burned. It's the label side. The back side of that foil is where the data exists. So if you scratch that label, whatever data was there is gone.
Okay.
So be very careful about that, everybody out there, when it comes to CDs.
Better safe than
sorry. And that's commercial and these CDRs as well. So, all right, Kath.
Right,
sorry
you.
We didn't have a magical cure for that situation,
yeah.
but you know, hard to say without seeing it. You're listening to the Computer Corner. We got one segment left. When we come back, we will try to answer a few more phone calls. If you want to call in, 602-277-5827. Actually got a few lines open. Ken Culver, Mike Valdivia.
There we go.
And lots of emails if we don't get the calls either. So you're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Culver, Mike Hal. Be back right after the news.
Of coverage you can count on.